What's going on with everybody? All my fellow listeners. It's the janitor. I'm back at home in Texas, Dallas. I love it. I don't know. Who gives a fuck? I guess I'm really just here to talk, express, get rid of a lot of shit on my chest. Who cares, I guess. So, things have been pretty solid for me out here in Texas, you know. I work with the Dallas Cowboys, as you guys know. I'm not too happy with self. I'm not saying I'm moving backwards or progressing forward, but I'm definitely in like a stagnant place, you know. I don't like where I'm at. I mean, I like Texas and I love it, and I don't think I'm ever gonna officially move back to California. You know, I'm most definitely gonna, whoever it may be, find some significant other, raise a kid, kids here, whole family. You know what I'm saying? Tornadoes are scary. I'll tell you that. I ain't gonna lie. They're no joke. These cicadas, if you don't know what cicadas are, they are bugs that make this kind of irritating fucking noise that if there's enough of them, like in New Mexico or even in, Arizona, there's so many of them that they fuck up your equilibrium on how to listen to things. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's 50 of them on one side and then they stop and then the right side picks up, like, your equilibrium is thrown off. It's fucking annoying. Everything out here is dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the bugs, all the insects, there's no bees out here. It's only hornets, wasps, and, like, bumblebees. You feel me? It's a beautiful state. Air isn't free out here. It's a $2 charge for air. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I was trying to go and get my air pumped today at the gas station to like $2. I was like, bitch, what? What? Who? Me? Never that. So I just left. You know what I'm saying? I got an air pump from my neighbor. So it's been cool. I got hired by Uber. Facts on my mother. I got hired by Uber Food Delivery. I got the backpack, I got the bicycle, you know what it is. I'm still out here on the bicycle. This heat is no joke. You know, after a couple weeks, you get used to it, you know. Honestly, ever since I moved out here to Texas, I don't know how to say this without being a bitch or a sap or whatever, but who gives a fuck about how I sound, honestly. Motherfuckers damn near forgot about me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about anybody from East Oakland or anybody from Castro Valley, but it's just like my Hayward partners and some of my homies from Oakland, like, damn near don't even give a fuck about me. Like, I didn't damn near try to tap in and, you know, people just like nonchalant, they worrying about their life, which I understand because we all got to worry about ourselves at the end of the day more than anybody else. You feel me? But it's, if you see your boy or anyone at that matter struggling, going through some shit, the least you can do is tap in. The least you can do is be like, yo, bruh, I know we ain't talked in a minute, but I see you going through it. I just want to let you know I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't want to do that. And then when you hit them up on some shit like, hey, bruh, like, what you doing, whoop-de-wop, like, I'm just trying to talk, vent, blah, 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 they don't reply for a couple of days. And I'm looking at it like, man, you's a bitch. You want to talk all this shit like, you the homie, you the guy, but you don't answer when I call. You call back days later. Who gives a fuck? I don't. Honestly, I'm really just more aggravated with self and with how the world is working out. But I guess at the end of the day, I don't have control over any of it, which is very much true. Very much true. But I hate that fact because as much as I don't like to admit it, I like to have control over a lot of things. You know, if not control, then some kind of steering direction of how things are going to go and play out. I love you, Ryan. I love you, Sarah. You know what I'm saying? Them is the homies. I wouldn't be here without them, honestly. Love and respect to anybody I didn't fucking had beef with. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Because it wouldn't made me... I have... how else can I say... Okay, this is how I'm going to say this. Like I used to tell Josh, my brother, who passed away. I may not like what I've gone through. I may hate, and I'm talking about despise, people that I have met in my life, but I have not a single regret, because I would not be the man that I'm becoming today. Now, that being said, I've been drinking all day. I've been beating myself up all day. I've been angry with myself. Everything out here is not everything out here, but just shit in general is pissing me off. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know where I'm even going with this podcast. Like, honestly, like, this is a pointless, stupid fucking podcast to me. I guess my homegirl is right. Keep doing this podcast shit and just express yourself and, you know what I'm saying? Fucking, I don't know. Keep doing what I'm doing. I don't know what else to really say. I just know that right now, it's a time-sensitive fucking situation and time, you know? I guess, who cares?